This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 439 for Friday, June 17th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Friday morning, hitting fresh two-month lows as investors continue to bail out of long positions. Canola, down $10.90 in the July contract at $1,062.60 per ton. New crop November down $10.70 at $1,012.40. Losses in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil contributed to the declines in canola, although European rapeseed was firmer. Recent rains in the western Canadian prairies have helped ease dryness concerns there, but it's still there's still enough uncertainty over new crop production to keep the market well supported, especially given the tight old crop supplies. The Canadian dollar is sharply weaker today, falling well below 77 U.S. cents, and that is supportive. Markets in the U.S. will be closed Monday in observance of Juneteenth, with positioning ahead of the U.S. long weekend expected to be a feature today. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are holding on to small gains while wheat is lower in pre-weekend trade. While soy oil is down sharply, meal is higher, and that's helping underpin beans. The July contract dipping lower, though, down 3 cents at $17.06 per bushel. New crop months still higher. November soybeans up 3 cents at $15.46 per bushel. Chart-based positioning was a feature. Solid export demand and talk that Argentina could extend its higher biodiesel blend requirements were a bit supportive. Uncertainty over shifting weather forecasts ahead of the weekend also kept some caution in the market, with traders watching to see the moisture outlook going forward. Corn futures are still higher, July up 4 cents at $7.92 per bushel. Midwestern weather conditions remain at the forefront of the corn market. Wheat, it is lower, down 15 cents in the July contract at $11.93 per bushel. Kansas City wheat down 11 cents in July at $11.37 per bushel, and Chicago wheat down 13 cents in the July contract at $10.65 per bushel. Seasonal harvest pressure accounted for some of the weakness as the U.S. winter wheat harvest moves north. However, declining European crop ratings, uncertainty over North American spring wheat, and the ongoing situation in Ukraine all provided some support. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, June 17th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.